It's a very good afternoon, good evening. Sanibonani, dumelang abusheni, molweni, bonjour. Welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy, Mlungisi Impela, the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese scop and no other haircut. I don't get to do this show alone. I do it with the ever beautiful, shining, radiant, too many adjectives to go through with so little time. Oskumi, hi.
Hi, Mlu. How are you?
I'm great. I had a pretty hectic week, but I'm good. Are you good?
I am good.
I hope everybody that is listening is good. I hope everybody is adhering to all the rules and regulations of this pandemic. And we're hoping that you're also going to be interactive with us as we have a very spicy conversation that we're about to embark on. Oskumi, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about something that has been in the news recently.
Yes.
Which is the green book that Home Affairs published on the Marriage Act. And what this is, Home Affairs is saying that the Marriage Act of South Africa is discriminatory.
Yes.
And therefore they are proposing that polyandry be made legal in South Africa.
So, many people might be used to the word polygamy, which is, I think, the umbrella concept. So we're talking polyandry, but I think also we cannot talk about the one and not talk about the other. So it simply means that what men can have the luxury of doing or having having another wife or another partner, the green book or the green paper is proposing that women also share the same benefits.
Yes, this means now women can marry more than one husband.
It should be very, very interesting. Later on, we're going to be hearing from you. Our Facebook was bombarded with comments, but to help us talk about polyandry and polygamy, as we know it, we have our expert, Umkhulu Phumlani, who's going to help us unpack this very sensitive but also very thought-provoking conversation. Mkhulu Phumlani, good afternoon, good evening. Sawubona, welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast.
Yes, Sanibonani.
All right, Mkhulu.
Yes.
Hayi, siyaphila Mkhulu. Mkhulu, asiqale la. For someone who doesn't know what isithembu is, what is isithembu or polygamy? Let's start there. What is it?
Isithembu kahle baba. Into yasungula mandulo ngesikhathi saboshaka. You remember ukuthi makuyoliwa bebahamba bashiya abafazi bese mabasebawinile impi yabo babuya nabanye abafazi.
Yes.
And introduce them kulabo ababashiye emuva.
Mm-hmm.
And the king was forcing them to take abafazi. You understand?
Mm.
Yaqala lapho ukuthi introduce omunye umfazi kumunye ukuthi azi ukuthi awujoli, akunamajolo, uthi into official ukuthi unomunye umfazi. Isithembiso. Umjolo is something, isithembu is something else. Uthi introducer umuntu ozwana naye ukuthi naku ngizwana nomuntu ososo, ibe official. Kwazi.
True.
That isithembu siqale lapho.
Okay. Mkhulu, then my next question should be interesting and should then follow up to this. Where are we getting it wrong? Because it seems somewhere, kona la ipuga kon. Where are we getting it wrong? Because it seems like it's an scapegoat or people who may justify it for cheating. Where are we getting this concept wrong?
Remember, Mautata first was being on it. Or was tap, for argument's sake. Umamkhulu. Uyo one right ukufunela umfazi. And isithembu size ngokuthi umamkhulu in a sense bekangakhoni ukuthola abantwana.
Oh.
Kwaziwa ukuthi hayi thathe njengokufunela unkosikazi ozokutholela abantwana.
Oh.
You understand? Yaqala lapho leyo nto leyo. You understand?
Mm.
Mase sithi thina sesiyenza umjolo nanina. But umfazi wokuqala othathiwe bengakhona ukuba neingane.
I see, Mkhulu. I see.
Then ke umfazi that's why bakuthiwa umamkhulu uye onemvume yokufunela umfazi. yang tua. Uma mkulu makangavumanga futhi leso sithemba sisebenzi. Yang ezwa
ngithi. Eh mkhulu.
Yes, bekwi. Yes.
So mkhulu, now if a woman now wants more than one husband, do you think the process will be the same where now the first husband will have to look for the second husband or approve the second husband and the third and so on?
Izosebenza kanjani ke mkhulu in this case?
You know ukuthi let's be honest and realistic. Tina men, we don't want to share.
Yes.
Ne? And if umfazi wakho uthi usekane indoda, I get it now because of you know, as long as izalwe nalento enikwa bomama ukuthi babe nesibindi, thina sinaso isibindi, yabona. And mawu ungacabanga ukuthi ish umfazi wami ungena empedeni nenye indoda, iyakubulala leyo nto leyo, yayibona. But vis-a-vis umfazi noma angakuthola nenye indoda uzokuxolela, thina asikwazi ukuxola because azange sinikwe leyo nto leyo. Yabona.
Yeah, sure.
That's why bathi ngesisuthu mawuthwara tipali yangithola noma kukuphi kunjani. Yabona. Abomama bayakhona ukuthi babekezele, thina sikhona ukubekezela. Then ngithi ngeke isebenze. Ngithi ngeke isebenze. And noma ungalandela i-history ne-culture, iye isebamosha i-culture yethu. Imvelo yethu iseyahamba. Iyabaleka.
Yeah,
I understand. Hey, I'm cool. Should by ba government yethu ithi equal rights le right sharp we say understand ukuthi right. But now we cannot ukuthi umfazi ngesintu afake ibruko athu uhloniphi athu hlonipha abaphansi. You understand?
Hey, I'm cool. Hey.
Ibruko umfazi akaligcoki bro. Manje mawuzothi ufaka amabhruku amabili endlini usho ukuthi ngokuthi inkunzi nesithole ziyahlalelana mara inkunzi ezimbili azihlali esibayeni esisona.
Ah mkhulu. Ooh, you know what, it's so interesting and I think this is just the part one, Khumi, of the conversation, because this is from the traditional aspect. We still gonna have a conversation around the legal aspect that will help to talk to this equality mkhulu that you're talking about and how it's going to be very conflicting as far as that is concerned. Mkhulu, then I think before we get to the final question, how do we navigate through this a very delicate issue? Because something tells me, Mkhulu, like you alluded to, that there seems to be a misinformation in terms of isithembu, polygamy. Now there's the polyandry that's jumped into the mix, and that's also going to come with its own dynamics. How can we get to a point where we understand the whole concept of isithembu, polyandry, so that we do not destroy our culture, especially our African culture?
Kona manje, I'll be vast. We took the Western culture, you understand? And yes, bulala, because now, umfazi, faneke noma kunjani umfazi faneke abe ngaphansi kwendoda. Manje umfazi makathatha amadoda ayithi usho ukuthi lo mfazi uphezulu kwendoda.
Sure.
Irrespective of what. Yangithola. Umfazi faneke athobele indoda. Umfazi faneke abone ukuthi indoda iyadla iyenza njani. Umfazi umsebenzi wakhe bokuzala ingane. Akukhulise ini? Akukhulise umuzi waleyo ndoda leyo. Angithi isibongo uthi sande siza ngendoda sizingomfazi.
Yes.
Manje eziphi ibongo ezizowanda lapho ma umfazi anamadoda ayi-2? Uwandisa eziphi ibongo? Let's be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Umfazi uzowandisa eziphi ibongo? Ngokuthi indoda mayithatha abathingithi mayithatha amakhosikazi amabili. Iyandisa ibongo, angithi isibongo, like for instance abomkhulu nabokhokho, there was brother kabanibani uba for argument's sake Umpela.
Hey.
Umpela uneyingane zakhe zenza family tree. Nebrother kaMpela inabangane abanabantwana bakhe bayenza family tree. But labo bantu labo they are related. Angithi. Ngokuthi baphuma esendeni elilodwa. Manje ke lamadoda lawo amabili ashare umfazi. Ngokuthi umfazi umsebenzi wakhe ukuzala ingane. Angithi.
Hey.
Manje leyo ngane leyo izobiza isibongo sakabani ngokuthi izobilala namadoda amabili izothatha isibongo sakabani.
I don't envy those who are going to be debating this. I really don't envy, because I'm cool. It's got so many, because the next part of the conversation we want to go, also going to have feminists, because I'm sure they also have their own opinions. Homie, we're going to have the legal expert who are going to be having their own opinion. But Mkul, I mean, finally, I think I asked it in the previous question. Where to now? If this polyandry bill passes, where to from now, as far as, and I'm deliberate in using this, the Africanness of our people. Where to from here? If Kamambela, this green paper, yeah, pass on, cool. Where to from here?
Sizobulalani into esizoyenzeka.
Yo.
Sizobulalani into esizoyenzeka, because now, when Mlu, you don't want to share with me your wife.
Definitely.
Then ke mina ngiza nalento engiza nayo, ngikuthengela abantu ngiyakubulala. Kuthi ngizokhona ukuthola umfazi wakho. You understand? Ngokuthi umfazi wakho sekakutshelile ukuthi sengithole enye indoda engizofuna ukuthi ngiyithathe. Uyayibona leyo nto le.
I don't know if you are listening as well as I'm listening. It's quite deep. It's quite deep.
It is. And he makes a valid point when he says men will ultimately kill each other, because this goes down to their egos. We all know men do not like to share, especially African men.
But then the argument would be then, but they cheat. So why can the one do what the other can't?
That's just how it's always been.
Okay, it's been like that for ages, for years, for decades. Uthi indoda faneke bathi indoda igwazwa ngomkhonto wodwa. Angithi?
Hey, I'm cool.
Kuyonke into indoda igwazwa ngomkhonto wodwa. That's why indoda yonke into yakhe ihamba ngephele. Everything yakhe ihamba ngathu. Umfazi kuphela ongana two. Ne?
Yep.
Everything yomfazi yendoda ihamba ngephele. If ever you can check, indoda yonke into yakhe ihamba ngephele esemzimbeni.
Ah. Look, Mkhulu, singa yazin, we this was just to start the conversation. Hence I said mhlambe sizokubuyisa in our round table, mhlambe to have this open, maybe we'll have it even as a debate, just to say the customary, the tradition, the legal, the feminist, and see how we can help those that are going to be in power, who are going to be deliberating this paper or this green paper, this bill. But once again, Mkhulu, a big thank you to you for your insightfulness on the topic.
Yeah. Okay, my pleasure.
Siyabonga Mkhulu.
Ubonge mina.
Siyabonga Mkhulu.
Okay.
You know what? I in my head I can already see the feminists jumping out of their seats and having to say, but Mkhulu touches on very practical ramifications and practical implications that are going to come with this bill. And I think, you know, while we're talking about it loosely, and while we're going to hear also what people are saying on social media, this must be at the back of our minds to say, it's all good and well to have this and say, yes, let's do it. But are we really, really prepared? Have we thought about the consequences there?
I don't think South Africa is ready for this, especially with now the climate, GBV and everything. South Africa is definitely not ready for this.
Oh.
Men are out here killing their girlfriends because he suspects she's cheating.
How much more now if
he knows that
legally
now me as Romy, I am now Koratabo for 3 months.
Oh, what is social media saying? What are people on Facebook saying about the topic?
People on Facebook, especially a lot of women, celebrated this announcement because they see it as a way forward, which in a way I would agree it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Marriage Act needed to be amended.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure about this one, though.
Mm.
Yeah. Raven here says, men catching feelings that women can do what they've always been able to do. They did this when we were allowed to wear pants as well. Tico, And when women got their vote, they nearly lost their minds. When women could do work, half the men died instantly.
Mm.
Yeah.
What are others saying, Kumi?
Okay, we have Zenobia here who says, imagine polymarriage is okay if a guy can take multiple women, but not okay for a woman to do the same. I think this is brilliant. Imagine having all the attention and care and cuddles.
Oh, the modern area, the modern area. Kumi, oh, Kumi, like I think you have one more.
Ten diadic cuddles.
One more.
Okay, so Klaus here is on the other side of the spectrum. He's saying, where is our government leading us to? When earth have you ever heard a woman marrying two men? This is a total joke. That is why other countries call our country a banana republic.
Wait.
I felt that one. That hurt.
Oh my gosh. On that banana, let's slip into a more safer space. I mean, I can imagine, obviously, this is going to spark all conversations, and we welcome and we would love for you to interact with us. Just slip into our social media platforms, and trust me, we're not a banana republic
when it comes to our social media
platforms. Kumi, where can people interact with such an heavy and such an engaging topic?
They can engage with us on Facebook, Daily Sun, or they can tweet us on Twitter at Daily Sun SA.
Yes.
Or alternatively, they can find us on www.dailysun.co.za.
That's /Mjolo, and you can find all our episodes, this and many other. Once again, a big thank you to Mkhulu Phumlani for being our voice of reason from a traditional aspect. Best believe and rest assured that we are going to have a part two of this conversation so that we have a balanced point of view. And then I think afterwards then we can be able to then, those who have their opinions can have a much more informed opinion, and not just maybe from a traditional aspect, but we must also hear it from a legal aspect, but also we must hear it from the females and the males, so that it must be a beautiful cocktail.
Because I think a lot of people, like me, we have a lot of questions.
Yep.
You know, like Nkulu said, if Naomi, I marry two men, whose last name are we going to take?
Yep.
You know what I mean? The sheer and mere logistics of it all is what everybody is wondering about. How are we going to do this? You know, does it mean now I am the, because I am marrying these men, am I now the breadwinner?
And the heir.
I now have to take care of these men. Just like in when a man marries multiple wives, he's the head of the household and he takes care of his wives.
Who's manning the kingdom?
You know, is it going to be the same in this? I can't wait.
But it's gonna be very, very interesting. But again, we're in an interesting season. Everybody's jiggy jiggy, heavy. And as Kumi would say, I love it when she says it. Guys, please, guys, keep it strapped, everybody.
Yes, it's that time, guys, where we all wanna be within cuddles, but then let's make them safe cuddles.
Yeah, guys. She says condoms give 6 rand.
Oh, sorry, give 15 rand.
Yeah, because I don't know which of these. I don't even think if you take it to the max, excuse the pun.
And this is not an endorsement, by the way. This is not paid for. But I think trust is like 15 rand.
Oh,
I'll just have to go back and check.
We don't want to.
And if it's three. And then they come in different flavors, guys. They even have the ripped ones now. Come on, y'all.
Lalela. No trust issues involved.
Flavor.
Yes, guys. Please keep it safe. But once again, a big thank you to you. Guys, we are approaching, and I think by the end of this recording, we would have eclipsed the 30,000 mark in terms of downloads. Big thank you to you. Big thank you.
Thank you. You
make this really, really special. Yes. And we want to thank each and every one of you. Once again, from me, Mlungisi Simbela, the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the Chisco, best believe. No other hairstyle.
Hey! Woo! I know.
I nearly said hairline. By the way.
Okay, why do you have to take it there now?
I nearly said hairline. That's why I'm laughing.
I feel attacked.
Excuse.
I feel attacked.
But I care when you're the Brazilian and Peruvian generation.
God, I wish.
Ha! Yes, again, that's for me, Mlungisi Simbela.
And me, Romy, the one who still does not have an outro.
Yeah, her bangles, as she would say, bid you a humble abode. Stay safe, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop, shop.